This meeting is now being recorded.
All right. We good to go then, Michelle?
Yes. Go right ahead, Cheryl.
Okay, thanks very much. This is Cheryl Langdonor, and this is meeting number, must be, I guess, what meeting are we? Number something or other. Doesn't say on the agenda. Oh dear, I get lost if my agenda doesn't tell me. It's another meeting, and it's the meeting before we go to our Hyderabad meeting of Subpro Work Team 4 on IDN Technical and Operations. Meeting number 4, I finally found it in the fine print. My co-chair, Rubens, will be taking the lion's share of today's agenda item, but I get to get everybody started. So that's as good a welcome as you're going to get from me at 2:03 a.m. in my local time. I'd like to ask, are there any updates for statements of interest for the extremely few people we have on the call today? And not hearing anybody and not seeing anything in the Adobe Connect room. Just remind you all that statements of interest do need to be updated regularly. If anyone has any difficulty doing so, always contact our very helpful staff and they will be able to assist you. Also remind you, as this meeting is recorded, if you could try and remember to state your name before making any comment. And if it must be something else I'm supposed to ask you and it's gone out of my head as well, never mind. If you have any questions and comments, you can always put them into the chat in addition to raising your hand. Is there anyone who is only on the audio link and not in the Adobe Connect room? Otherwise, we will just take the list of participants from the Adobe Connect room as our attendance. Looks like everybody's in the Adobe room. And with that, I think we can progress the slide to the next number 2, which is a brief review of our agenda today. We've obviously done our opening remarks and call administration, and I see Jeff is on the call, and I'm going to ask him if there are any general work group activities. Over to you, Jeff.
Thanks, Cheryl. Can everyone hear me? This is Jeff Newman.
Making
sure I can be heard. Great. As far as general updates, I think you mentioned the biggest one, that next week we will be meeting as a full working group in Hyderabad. There will be, hopefully, remote participation. I know there's definitely planned to be remote participation, but hopefully that equipment has made the trip as well. In terms of other updates, I think a lot of the working groups are working on the same types of things that we're going to be working on today in agenda item. Where is it? The questions. I guess it would be, I don't know, it's one of our agendas. Okay, there you go. Question 6, I think, or topic 6. I think we're all looking forward to a meeting next week, and each of the work tracks has developed questions to get public input on. That's about it, Cheryl. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Next agenda item, which is, if you can progress to the next slide, please, which is the brief review of meeting number 3. Those of you who attended meeting number 3 will remember that we looked at the keep progressing, we'll get there. We discussed how we were going to be looking at formulating some questions and reaching out specifically to the JAS advisors. We did ask that because we missed a meeting, that comments and suggestions for specific questions to the community in terms of outreach for Hyderabad as well as general sending out, as we will be with other questions from other work teams, if they could be proposed to the list. We weren't exactly snowed under by list traffic, but I don't think that's unusual with everyone spreading themselves so thinly at the moment, but we'll be delighted to go through what is now cleared out and ready to be sent set of questions for the JS advisors. And with this, I'm going to take a sip of my water and hand over to Rubens to take you through these specific questions. Rubens, over to you.
Thank you, Cheryl. Rubens, thank you for the record. At last meeting, we introduced and discussed those questions. After that meeting, we find those questions a bit to the what is current on the screen, which I will read out, although not entirely. So these are clearly to be sent, but this can be seen as a last call. So if anyone has any final suggestion, that would be a final opportunity to doing so. The first question is regarding application quality control. As we mentioned in the last meeting, JAS Advisors was in that role, although not JAS having evaluated most of the applications, which was done by other of ITIL contractors. They evaluated just a few where the contractors were conflicted, but they provided quality control for the overall application evaluation. So we were asking a very open-ended question on what they think we should possibly change in subsequent procedure. On main collisions, where they did a very specific work studying the issue and proposing the framework that ended up being adopted for that round, we have more specific questions, including making a difference between strings that are, let's say, pervasive, where they generate lots of different queries, where some strings generate one specific type of query, which is case of mail. And we asked also for suggestions for identifying high-risk strings to possibly be excluded from subsequent procedures, and to, regarding data sources for doing this kind of analysis. So if anyone that wishes to make some suggestions changes, we have one from Kurt Fritz. Things should, as more generally, on what set of things that could call home may be released as TLDs. And I think we have one issue with asking that specific question, because that's something that applies to the current round. So since we are doing policy development for subsequent procedures, even though we have to take into account what is currently happening, I think we should refrain from asking questions that would directly impact the outcome of this round. These strings are still in limbo for those applications. These are still running. So even though they are interesting phenomena to look at, determine what to do next, I would refrain from asking such a direct question, such a direct impact on the current round. I think this kind of issue can appear at other work tracks, like objections or community applications, and we need to be careful about doing that. We have Jeff. Please go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, thanks, Rubens. This is Jeff Newman. So I think we could do two things. Number one, I think Kurt's question could be added to the third bullet point question under nave collisions, where you could say, are there any circumstances in which these non-applied-for strings or the strings that are determined to be high risk could be released. And then the other question I would ask is on controlled interruption. And basically, you know, to ask Jazz, are there any changes that, based on the data that we've gotten, is there any, are there any changes recommended to the process in dealing with controlled interruption? And I would put, you know, it's included in that is, you know, whether 90 days is still the appropriate amount of days. Can that period be shortened to 60, or some other period, other than 90 days? So those are two points I think we can ask questions on.
Jeff, actually, I don't know if Jazz or the writer has read it or not, but we actually have some experimental data that we can look at in order to determine the life for the control interruption period. There is actually something that they would need to look at. I don't know if their advisor would have looked at this already, so but we can ask. We can always ask them see if they have something about. So since we don't have yet other questions or this typing, I would like to ask either Steve or Emily on how we should proceed on moving these questions forward to them. Hi, Steve, please go ahead.
Thanks, Ruben. This is Steve from staff. How I would suggest moving forward is we provide these questions to the GDD staff that manages the relationship with JAS advisors, and they can vet the questions, and maybe they may even have suggestions on how to ask things differently, even if that's the case. But I think they'll want to make sure they get a chance to manage that relationship before they get sent directly to the JAS advisors. Hopefully that answers your question. Thanks.
Yes, it does. Thanks, Chief. We don't have Jeff. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. This is Jeff Newman. Thanks, Steve. I'm going to suggest a little bit different tact. We are going to write to GDD asking for permission to send questions directly to JAS advisors, but I'm not a fan of asking the GDD to review our questions or have them reviewed in any way. I just don't think that's the appropriate role for staff. If the GDD feels that that is required, then they can respond that way in their letter back to us. But at this point, I'm planning on, Aubrey and I will get together and draft a, we'll draft a note, but the note's basically going to be to request that we be able to deal with JAS advisors directly. Thanks.
And Cheryl here, can I just come in absolute support of that, Jeff? To say you took the words out of my mouth is an understatement.
Jeff, Cheryl, does anyone have anyone else on this topic, or should we move on?
Yep, let's move on then. So we've captured the additional questions, which will go under bullet point three, and then as I think Jeff's text is a separate question. I'm wondering if Rubens, did you want to work with Emily on just adding those in to the form, the Google form that's been prepared, and we'll make sure we capture the question as it is with as they are writ, so to speak, in the chat from today. Jeff, are you happy with that way forward?
Sorry, yeah, it took me a second to get off the mute. Yes, I'm happy with that way forward.
Terrific. So then what we can hope is that once you and Avery have drafted your note, the proceeding of getting this sent out will at least be actioned, if not completed in action, before we get into heading off to Hyderabad. So in Hyderabad, we can actually state that the questions have gone out or are going out. Good. Let's move on to our next agenda item. This is possibly going to be a recordly short meeting in a perfect world. I could certainly deal with that. If we can progress the slides one more, please. Thank you very much. And here, these are the questions we'd like this group to have a look at that we are planning. It's this page and a following page, planning as our outreach questions or teaser questions for use at the Hyderabad meeting, as well as, so we're going to multitask here, multi-purpose I should say, as well as to have these questions asked for the community and experts. So in our Hyderabad meeting, we will use this material very much as conversation starters for our section of work team. WorkTrack 4's section of the proceedings, but we also want to see these go out as questions for community and experts. Again, I'm going to hand back to Rubens to take you through these. Over to you, Rubens.
Thank you, Cheryl. We'll meet you for the record. These are basically the questions that we already have at the previous meeting. If the edits that were suggested during that meeting as action items. I want to call your attention to one of the most interesting questions in this area, which is the single character IBM, which was possibly a policy decision influenced by the IBM CCTLD program, which also had this kind of restriction. It's not based in any technical need or any user acceptance issue, but it ends up possibly generating an issue that might require thinking with CTNSO, because there's possible single character IDNs that are reflective of a country's identity. So even though we have to look at this from the DNSO perspective, we might want to reach out also to CCNSO on this one, because we were also constrained by a policy that's, for me, inexplicable. That might be someone that can have an argument of why was that established for this type of language. I think that it's clear that how or why this was proposed for language alphabets like Greek or Cyrillic. They actually make sense in those alphabets, but possibly not Chinese, Japanese, or Korean. So we must have think a bit with CCs on this. The other questions are exactly the same ones that we already had at previous meeting, there is one question that I think we should possibly bring to the whole work group, which is of the non-solid questions. There were some questions in the overall evaluation that didn't have a score. Some of them make sense for objection purposes. So questions like, what's the purpose of your activity? What we're trying to bring about? This is possibly interesting for people to decide whether to object or not to the theory. When it comes to technical and evaluation, there are Very few, but there are no further questions. For me, they don't make complete sense unless they can be turned into something binding on the agreement. So even if a question does not score in determining whether the TLB is granted or not, a party, if something doesn't end up being used in the agreement or in the scoring, it should be probably accepted out. So that's the spirit of this question that comes way back from the issue report. I think we should probably look at those issues first. So if you open this slide up for discussion, we then move on to the other issues on the other slide. But I think we should move on to this first. Are there any questions, comments, suggestions, or complaints, or anything? Yes, sure.
Do you hear an interactive lot today, the Rubens? It's like getting blood out of a stone. Steve has, Cheryl for the record, Steve asked in chat whether or not and here the questions, it would be any of the Google form as well as these questions had gone out to the list as such. I believe that the form came to me as an invite direct to my Gmail. So as I answered in the chat, I didn't think you could invite a list address, but we could send anyone with this link invitation to the list, and I'm not sure whether that happened. But if he can't find it, I'm assuming it didn't. Regardless of that, the questions to go out to the JAS advisors, as edited today, can go out in a PDF copy, a static copy, at least in my very biased view, to the list as a, for your information, here is the final draft of the questions going to the JAS advisors as per today's call. And if anyone wants to scream loudly enough about one or two of them, they'll have a short time to have that considered, because we've had 2 weeks to do so between our third call and our fourth. And I would suggest the questions which we will be using as the teaser questions for Hyderabad, recognising that not everyone will be in Hyderabad, we can allow that to also go out to the list as finalised today. That's the text you see in these two last slides that we've looked at, because we can allow that period while we're at Hyderabad for comments or edits to come in from the work team on these before they go out to community and experts, because as it is, we've missed sending it to community and experts before Hyderabad, so SOs and ACs could discuss it at Hyderabad, so it'll be going out immediately after Hyderabad. We may as well allow that amount of time for any additional comments or edits and proposals to come into the list. Does that sound like a reasonable way forward to you, Rubens, and to everyone else?
For me, it does. Let's see. Whether we have agreement from the group?
Well, I'm not seeing great red X's.
No one
seems to be thinking that's a bad idea, so we'll just take that as action items. Once this text is finalised and we've finished the call, we can send both of those copies to the list in a static form. One as a for information, this is planning to go out to the JAS advisors. The other, be advised, these are the questions we will be using as prompting for our outreach in Hyderabad, and we seek your input and commentary before they become questions for the communities and experts, and that will be signed off on our first meeting after Hyderabad. Well, I do like it if we have at least one action item out of a meeting, so that's something. Can we proceed to, I think it's slide number 8 or 9 now? There we are. Well, with only 27 minutes into the call, we're up to any other business. Is there any other business? I'm met with a wall of silence, people. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the review of any action item is the last part of our agenda. Seeing as the action item on what we send back to the list for information and for comment was quite literally read to the record less than 30 seconds ago, I don't think I need to repeat myself now. So with that, I would suggest that we may not have set a record GNSO-wide for the shortest call, but I think we may very well have set a record for the subsequent procedures work groups for the shortest call. So, Jeff, please, I think this is a standard others could try and hold themselves up to. It looks like we're going to give you all 30 minutes of your lives back, which, from my point of view, at this unearthly hour of the morning, is a very, very good thing indeed. Just one final call, if there's anyone want to bring any more comments or suggestions, please do so now. If not, just checking the chat. Safe travels. You have exactly the right attitude there. I just wanted to wish you, on behalf of Rubens and I, also very safe travels for all of those who are travelling to Hyderabad, and certainly Rubens and I are looking forward to catching up with many of you face to face. So with that, Steve, okay, perhaps interacting with finding the questions and getting links or not getting links is not really the business of this meeting, but rather something you can take up with Rubens and or I, Steve. Let's do that perhaps in the Skype chat rather than here in the Adobe Connect. But we know what we're doing now with our action items, and so at almost 1:30 the hour, I'd like to thank you all for your time today and look forward to our next formal meeting, which will be starting in the week of the 20s, I believe. Steve, do you have the date of our meeting? Because we normally do on a Thursday. So if you can give us the date and time of our next meeting after Hyderabad. It'll be in the week of the November 20-somethings. Steve? Emma? Anybody?
Thank you. This is Steve from staff. I think the plan is to reinitiate meetings on the week of the 22nd of November. But I believe that would then be work tracks 1 and 2. So
it would be the following week.
Exactly. Work tracks 3 and 4 would be the week of the November 28th.
And with our normal Thursday, and our rotation would be to the 20-hundred or 19. What is it now? Because you're reversing back with daylight saving.
It would be approximately 20-hundred.
Righto. Invitations will go out between now and that, obviously. So expect an invitation to come into your mailboxes through an invitation for the Thursday in the week of the basically the last week in November at a time which all approximate, apparently, 20:00 UTC. Oh, that was another minute of our extra time gone. Never mind. Avery, your hand, please, go ahead.
I don't have a hand.
Oh, must be a microphone.
I don't have a hand up, sorry.
Oh, there's a little symbol next to you. Oh, it's gone now. Okay. All right, then. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, thank you very much for your time and your energy. I'd love to have wound this up under the half hour, but it'll have to be just slightly over the half hour. Safe travels to all of you, and that is a wrap for this call. Bye for now.